The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
B'chayrus Daf Lamed Hey. We're going to discuss in this shir something which is not so much b'chayrusik, but it's a chashuv yisoy that comes up in the Gemara, Pshat in the Gemara, in the beginning of Daf Lamed Hey, and it's worth delving into. The Gemara is discussing the last few blot, different types of Hezekim Sheninika, the general concept of the Hezek Sheninika is a Hezek where there's no physical change in the Chefetz, which is considered damage. Lamashal, Paraduma that was worked with, the Paraduma is possible. The Hefsid Meruba, but Lamaisa, there's nothing physically different about the Behema. Truma that was Nitma, where there's nothing different really about the grapes, but Lamaisa, they can't be eaten, they have to be burnt. So the Hezek is clear, but it's any nikkur in a physical way in the Chefetz. There's a discussion in the Gemara Hezek, Shrein and Nikkur, Shmei Hezek, Loi Shmei Hezek, Gemara in the beginning above the Kama, the fifth parak of Gittin. The consensus of the Poskim is that Hezek, Shrein and Nikkur, Loi Shmei Hezek, it's not considered physically a Maisa Mazik. However, Chazal were koinis that the Mazik will have to pay Mazik Shein Nikur. In the wording of the Gemara by us that starts in the very bottom of Amud Beis, Amr Abaye, Naktino and Timi Tahiris Umeis Loikon Subnei Achuv. Here the Gemara says something interesting. Normally where a person damaged, the person's Mukhuyiv, money for Mazik, Gneva, Choyiv, whatever the case is, the Alok is, if he dies, so his children are Mukhuyiv to pay from that which they Yashin from him. They Mukhuyiv, the father's Choyiv. But over here, didei kansinon, brei loy kansinon. I mean, say it's only a knas. Why? The Gemara says, my time hezik shein nikur loy shmei hezik. Knosa derabonon, it's, the halacha to make hezik shein nikur is only knas derabonon. Lididei konsu rabonon, lebrei loy konsu rabonon. That's the Gemara. What does it mean that knas is only a din that Chazal created as a mechayiv on him and not a mechayiv lebrei? So let's open up the Ktzois in Siman Gimel. And the Ktzois explains the Gemara as follows. He says that Abaya l'shitosoi, Abaya holds, in the famous discussion of the Gemara, Shibuda deraisa and Shibuda lav deraisa. It happens to be that Abaya is the one that holds Shibuda lav deraisa. What is the discussion of Shibuda deraisa and lav deraisa? Shibud, the concept of a shibud is that when a person owes $100, like the Gemara says in Perek HaKosim, in Ksuvah Daf Pei Vav, is the pshat that he has a personal obligation, the same way a person has a personal obligation to eat matzah, and to take a lulav, and to sit in the sukkah, and to make kiddush leil Shabbos. He also has a chiv, mitzvah lefroya, choiv. Person's mechuyiv to pay up his choivs. You are obligating yourself, you're mechuyiv. So in that sense, this that his nechosim are mechuyiv, meaning to say, what are the differences? The difference is, let's say the person died, his nechosim will now be yad bonov. What din did the bonim have to pay from that which they yashin? It's not their father. The father was mechuyiv. The father's lamaisa dead. Why should they be mechuyiv? So pashtus, the ktzayis understands based on many rishonim, that the concept of shibud means that the nechosim become achroi mechuyiv to the Balchoiv. That means that the Malva has a shibud in the Nechosim of the Loiv. It's as if he has, we'll have to discuss whether this idea is like he has somewhat of a kinyan, he has a schus in it, or he has a right to be goiva. What the exact nature is has to be defined. But he has a schus shibud, that's what means shibud deraisa. Shibud lav deraisa means, to quote the Gemara, that the reason why a person has to pay choiv deraisa is only because of the fact that the Malva could collect from his nechosin is just because that's the way of making him pay. There's no difference if somebody takes out his credit card, signs a check, pays with cash, or you go to his field and you collect it from him. But the nafkamina is what happens if you're not collecting it from him. You're collecting him in bonov. Another nafkamina is lukuchos. The halacha is that when one has a choiv, a loiva that sells his house, his field, etc. to somebody else, the lien, the shibud, was already chal on the nechosim. The concept is true also in the secular law. And Mamela, when he sells that property was already meshubud, already had a lien on it, belonging to the malva. The malva collects from the nechosim. Why is that? If you hold shibud deraisa, then the pshat is that the choiv is not just a choiv. That's ramya kakafto didei. That's mutl on the gavra on the loive, but it's a choiv that's chal on the nechosim. The nechosim themselves are meshubed to the malvi, collect nifshu with the ladaraisa. This concept is only drabon. Again, that's lukuchos and yorshim. We'll see maybe that there's a chilik between the two. Hein letav, hein lemutav. But those two basically have the same concept. If that's true, says the Ktzois, then Abayel l'shitose holds shubud alav deraisa, holds that there's a chilik between momen and knas. What's the difference between momen and knas? In the simple sense, the concept that the Ktzois explains, momen, once a person becomes mukhuyiv, so the pshat is, let's say if I owe somebody $100 either because I bought merchandise from him, or because I borrowed the money, or because I was mazik him. If I'm mukhuyiv that money, the fact that the way I'm mechuyev, the way I became mechuyev, is by either throwing a rock through his front window, or by borrowing, or by buying in his store, or by having him do a paying job for me, or he's my lawyer, whatever it is, any professional or not professional relationship, or even a non-relationship. He was mazik me, I don't have a relationship with him, but he owes me, or I owe him $100, I'm mechuyev to pay him, not because I did kach v'kach, but because I was mazik him, or because he worked for me, I become a chayiv of $100. Now there's a chayiv of $100. Knas is always that chazal, or sometimes the Torah, if it's knosis deraisa, is the pshat, it's a punishment for that maisa. The only one who can be responsible, or can be held responsible for the maisa that's done, is him. We find the knas, and other mayush knas lebonov. Knas, the concept is that there's a personal responsibility for what you did wrong. That's why there are many dinim of knasa. It's like you can't be mechayev a person can't be mechayev himself for knas with his own admission. Hoidos baldin is not mechayev in knas. Other dinim that we find by knas. The point is that knas is not that there's a reason why I'm mechayev b'naich mechayev $100. The Torah placed on me personal responsibility for the act that was done. And that personal responsibility is I have to make good on that by paying money. So what happens, let's say I'm not around anymore. So my son has personal responsibility for that ma'isa. So if you hold shibud deraisa, so then the pshat is, once I became mechuyev, I owe somebody money for knas. Let's say a ganav steals, he owes somebody not only to pay back the keren, but he owes the kefil. The kefil is a punishment, is a knas for the ma'isa of Eir. Once the ganav becomes mechuyev, that's already ramya adi, that he becomes mechuyev, that money is already, turns into moment, because once the chiv is chal on him, so now it becomes a regular chayves moment. If it's a chayves moment, it's chal on the nechosim, but that's only if you hold shibud deiraisa. If you hold shibud deiraisa, then any chayv that's ramya adi day is chal on the nechosim, even if he sells the nechosim, or he's merish nechosim lebonim, the nechosim themselves have a din, have a shibud, have a schuz, to the one who's owed the money, to the nizik, the malva, and so on. However, if we hold shibuda, lav deraisa, abay l'shitosoy, so then the pshat is be'etzem, then the chosim don't have a chiv, it's ram yo'amen. The only thing that's mechayiv, a person to pay back, is personal responsibility, personal liability. So where the personal liability is momoin vir, that personal liability, chazal took that, and they turned that into a chiv ala nechosim. But where that personal liability is only a knas, where knas is not a chiyuv moment proper. So over there, they left it at the level of personal responsibility. What does that have to do with the song? What does that have to do with the lukuchos? So again, the choices has been over here in the Gemara is that if shibudah deraisa, so then automatically anytime a person is mechuyev $100, it turns into a chiyuv that's chal mechosim. There's no way that the son shouldn't be mechuyev. Hare, it's nothing to do with the son. The mechuyev, the nizik over here, and the hezek shein haniker has a shibud, has a lien on the nechosim. If shibud lav deraisa, so chazal were not mitaken, in this case, since it's only a personal responsibility, they left that at the level of personal responsibility, they weren't misakin that on the nechosim. Abay l'shitosu shibud lav deraisa. Now, it happens to be that there's a sub-section in a chiyuv knas. What happens if discussion, the fourth parak in Ksubis, what happens if a case of Knas had already gone to Bezin? Knas, like we said, is not chal on the Nechosim. Knas is not mechuyev, you mechuyev $100. Knas is personal liability for a ma'aseh you did, which is only on the person himself, not al-bonov. What happens if it already went to Bezin? So Bezin it already was nidoin in Bezim, the money wasn't collected. Is that also only, Bezim already said, Yankul, you're mechuyiv, because you're mechuyiv knas, because you damaged somebody in whatever oifen. You are a gazlan, a ganav, you're mechuyiv kefil, inisimavad, you're mechuyiv for that. Does that stay at the level of knas, where it's only just a slap for the ma'ase aveiru? Or now that Bezim is playing at the chayv, now it's a chayv of $100. That's a whole discussion, legabi knosis deraisa. Over here specifically, in the halacha of hezek sheni nikar, lav shme hezek, but it's only a knas, whether we look at the, after hamod bedin, after bezin already paskin, that there's a chiv, whether we look at that as a chiv moment, or it stays only at the level of a chiv knas, is a machlekes to sma and the shach at the beginning of sim shin pehe. The reasoning is very clear. This is a knas derabono. The question is, whether chazal turned this knas into momoin, or whether they said, no, even after Hamad Bidin, but Lamais, it's only Knas Derabonon, it stays the level of Knas, Knas is Mechayim Him, V'Lei Lebrei. So that's really the din of Abaye, this din of Kansin and Lei V'Lei Lebrei, according to the K'tois. The problem is twofold. First of all, on a simple level, the K'tois' Cheshm depends on learning up this Gemara, according to Abaye, L'Shitosoi, that Shibuda loved the rice. If Shibuda the rice, we said this cheshbon doesn't ring true. If Shibuda the rice, the chiv is chal on the property, there's no reason why the son shouldn't be mechuyv. It's not the son is mechuyv, it's the property that's mechuyv. Even if he died, the property still has a lien on it. The problem is that according to the Paiskim of Cheshbon, Mishma Simon Lamates, the Pashtus is the Shach of the Esnarichus, the Rajbo, Rishonim, Achroinim, but the consensus is that we pask in Shibuda the rice. If we pass in Shibuda de Raisa, then this Gemara should be not la halacha. Abaye's halacha should only be lishitosa, that Shibuda love de Raisa. If you hold Shibuda de Raisa, how you mechalk between him and Benoi? That's a very basic question. That's the question that the Paiskim ask on the K'tzois. K'tzois's rationale that this Gemara of Abaye is only Abaye lishitosa, that Shibuda love de Raisa. A second question, which interestingly is not from the Achroinim over here on these halachas, it's a Karen Oiro, in Moed Kotin Daf Yud Gimel that points it out biyachas to a Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says something which lechor is connected to everything we just said. We just said that lididei kansinon, lebrei loy kansinon. Why? Because there's no shibud in the nechosim. Much less responsibility than the sons to pay for the Yerusha Saviyim, lechor is the lekuchos. What is the din of the lekuchas again? Lekuchas, somebody bought a field from a loiva, obviously. It doesn't owe a choiv to a malva, it doesn't owe money to a nizik. What the problem is, you bought a field where that field has a schuz guvaino biyana malva. It has a koyach, a lien, to the nizik. So the nizik can come and take the field that he has a schuz guvaino on. Collect his choiv from there. What does it have to do with the lekuchas? The problem is that Yerushalmi says that behezik sheniniki, even though Kansinon leva levrei, but lekuches yeah. If anything, it should be faket. If we say the reason why lididei kansin levrei like kansin is because there's no shibud nechosim, because shibud love deraisa, so there's nothing on the property, there's no lien on the property. If that's true, then certainly lekuches can't be chayv. And the problem is that over here it's pum faket. So lechor with the k'tzoyis' reasoning, it'll be very hard to understand how it's shayich the chazal kansinim velo levrei but lekuches yeah. And the K'tzois always understands that the din of the lekuchos are chayva only midin shibud. Only midin that a chiv was chal on the property. Nothing to do with the personal liability of the one who's responsible, the mazik, the loiva, and so on. It has only to do with a chiv, a chayv that's chal, midin shibud, bebchinat shibud, on the property. You tell me legabi brei not, but legabi lekuchos, yeah. That's hefach hasvor. With the Ketzayis Mahalach, it's not going to work so good. So we have to take another look at what we can say over here. So the truth of the matter is that Nesivis over here has a different outlook on the whole Inyan of how to divide personal responsibility, personal liability for a Choyv from that which is Chal Merechosim. The way we said according to the Ketzayis is that there's two ways to see collecting a Choyv. Either because a person has personal responsibility, personal obligation to pay, that's a din negaver, that has nothing to do with the nechosim. You're gonna collect from the person or from his assets because that's another way of collecting from him. Or there's another din which is midin shibud, it's chal on the nechosim. It's chal on the nechosim, so even when he's meirish lebonav, his children could be responsible.
But not because they have personal liability, but because the nechasim have a shibud, have a schus to go to the one who's owed money. The same is true for lekuchas. It can only be chayim. You can only take a field away from lekuchas that bought from a loiva only because the field has a shibud to go to the one who's owed money. Let's introduce over here a concept where the ketzoyis also goes with this. A concept called de'ikni. De'ikni is a sugi in the end of Bava Basra, then the first pack of Bava Metzia. The musik of de'ikni is that when a person, let's say on January 1st, Reuven and Shimon get involved in a business venture, or to make it simple, Reuven borrows $100 from Shimon. He signs a shtar choyv, he owes Shimon $100, he signs that he's mukhoyv. If there's a shtar, so you collect from lukuchoyz, so on. Milva b'shtay, collect from the lukuchos. Milva balpeh, there's no coil. Smelly, you can't collect from the lukuchos. Okay. Reuven had a house, he had a field, he had a few properties. At the point where he signs the shtar on January 1st, he's mishabed, not only himself, not only is he mechuyif to pay the choyv, but he's mishabed his assets. That's a shimud ki'ilu, now he created with the choyv a lien to Shimon on those assets. What about, let's ask ourselves something, Pasha, what about assets that he bought after January 1st? If it's the shtar that creates the shibud, it could be the stomach that the choyv creates the shibud. Deraisa, b'lamaisa, chazal u'mafkir, we'll discuss in a future share. Chazal u'mafkir with a milva balpeh, the u'mafkir, the koyach of the choyv itself to create a shibud. The shibud is created by writing the shtar. Good. Whatever you have that you wrote into the shtats, ki'ilu, you are makno, you gave over a schus to the malva, to the moicher, to the nizik, you gave over a shibud in the nechosim. What happens, whatever he bought, di'ikni, that he bought afterwards, loshen gemar, bababas kuf nunvov, is that a person can write into a shtar choyv, and that's where they wrote shtar choyv is, that I'm shabid my property, hain the property that I have now, the hain the property di'ikni that I will buy. How can you be mishabed that? It's not here now. In Lomdus, we call that a concept that a person can't be makne dover shayna b'shus, like a dover shle baloilam. If a person doesn't own a house that he's planning on buying in 2 weeks, how can he be mishabed that house to a choyv of today? He's writing a shtar January 1st, mishabed a house that he's first going to buy on January 15th. How could you do that? So that concept is l'cho'ira only d'rabbanan. In a chanami, shibud won't be chal, even if shibud d'raisa. This is the way the Ktzois takes this in Simin Lamites, which is the Simin that discusses shibud d'raisa. Ktzois discusses barichus shibud d'raisa. The ikni only works mid d'rabbanan because be'etzem is a problem of dova shaloi bo la'oil. So according to the Ktois, we're very stuck l'gabe our Gemara of l'didei kansin l'brei loy kansinon, because Maman of Shach, if the way the lekuchos could collect is because the shibud was chal on the field, it's the only way that you could be going from lekuchos. Ktois says the lekuchos certainly have no personal liability. So then by definition, that means the Chazal instituted hezek shein nikur a shibud on a lien on the nechosim. If that's true, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to collect mibon. We have Lamaisa the Nesivis. Nesivis in Simon Lamites disagrees with the above stated premise of the Ktzois that divides neatly personal liability to the Nechosim. Midin Shibud being Mechoyiv to a Choyiv slash money that's owed. What is the Nesivis' position? Nesivis says that the same way there's a concept of a person being Meshabed himself, I could, let's say, be Meshabed myself, let's say for a Shidduch or for any other relationship, I'm Meshabed myself to support Ploini Almoini $1,000 a month for the next 10 years. How do I do that? I'm not going to make a Kinyan Suder like any other sale. I could be Meshabed myself. Same way I could sell my car with a Kinyan, with a Maisa Kinyan, with a Suder, with a Shtar. I can sell a personal obligation on myself. That's called a person who can be Meshabed himself. A Shibud Aguf, he now owes money. Says in the Sivis that whenever a person enters into a relationship of milv b'shtar, he's mishabed himself on a personal level. A person can be mishabed even that which he doesn't own. It's true that a person is mishabed himself, the mechutanim are mishabed themselves for a shidduch. They're not only pledging and making a shibud on money that now is in their bank account. The mechutanim, most people are like that, they're mishabed legally, and it's chal, and Bezin will enforce that, can be mishabin money that you don't yet have in the bank. Money that you'll earn next year. You mishabin now to pay that amount of money next year. Says in the Sivis that a shibud on a person's property is also, he doesn't have that neat divide between personal liability and liability on property. He has that personal liability can also be mechayiv the nechosim, and a person can be mishabin himself, same way he can be mishabin himself money he doesn't have in the bank account. I'm mishabin myself on January 1st, deikni that which I'll buy on January 15th. Not that's chal on the field I don't own yet. I can't be mishabin that which I don't own. But I can be mishabin myself to a specific field that I'll have in January 15th. This chiddush, by the way, the Ktzayis doesn't hold though. That's what we just said. The Sivis, however, holds that a person can accept on himself personal liability to assets that will be to a player that will be named later. He could be mechayiv himself, not just $1,000, he's mechayiv himself klapi the nechosim that alone. Mimele, he says that dikni is deraisa. It's too lishoynis in Rashbam kufnun vav. He does not, he's not nispoled from that cheshbon of the Ktzayis that dikni only makes sense as a derabbanon. Can't be deraisa because your person's being makna in the sode adov shlebalav. No. He's makna a shibud on himself and that will include assets to be named later. The Nesivis L'chor L'shitosoy in Sim Samach, L'gabi what we just said, L'gabi Shubud D'Raisa. The Nesivis says that if you hold Shubud D'Raisa, it's not the pshat, that besides for personal liability as a personal moral obligation, like eating matzah person, B'chuyif to honor his obligation, Be'bek HaKoyim. Shubud D'Raisa, the Ktzoy says, is now chal as a separate kinyan slash schus to that the Malva has in the Nichsei HaLoive. The Nesivis says, no, it's more than that. Shibud deraisa says it's chal on him, not just a moral obligation to pay, but it's chal on him a din that he has to save his property for the loiva. Says the Nesivis that when a person sells to lekuchos, the reason why Bezin will collect from the lekuchos on behalf of the malva is not just because there's a kinyan in the property, like we said, lefidik tzais. It's not distinct and totally separate from the personal obligation of the loiva to pay. It's that if the loiva is meshubid, not only morally, but the loiva is meshubid also that he has to pay with his property, then when he sells his property, he's violating that agreement. His mechira, so to speak, is not a mechira. That means you have to understand that until the malva actually collects the loiva, it belongs to the loiva. Doesn't become the malvas. This is a discussion whether Bachoev Lamafreya Goiva, Bachoev Enlamafreya, we're not going to go into that. That might have what to do with this. But the point that Nesiva says in general is that when a person is Meshabit himself, if Shibuddin Deraisa, a person is Meshabit himself to have to pay a Choiv from him and from his property, then when he sells to Lukuchos, that sale is not a sale. He's not allowed to sell. He doesn't have the legal ability to sell because he's already mishabed himself to pay. Not to pay to his malva, not to sell it to somebody else min ashuk. Oy bazoy, the mechira is invalid as far as the malva is concerned. That's why the malva could to take it. Says Nesivis, that that's only true if you're talking about Lukuchos. Legabi Yoshim, the guy died. He didn't sell anything. He didn't violate his shibud to give that property to the one he owes money to. So now the bottom half of the property, there was no sale from the father to the son that was consummated in violation of the shibud that the father had. To the son. The only reason why you'd be able to collect from the son is only because there was a choy that was chal in the nechosim. The Nesivis is masking, the only way to collect from the children is only because there's a choiv that's chal in the nechosim. So that's why the Gemara by us says that Hezek Sheinika, which is only a knas, that they only made into personal liability. They didn't create that as a regular chiv moment in the nechosim. But the Nesivis says, but personal liability includes also that you're not allowed to sell the property. The same way a person can be mishabed himself even when he doesn't own the property. Not that he's being mishabed property he doesn't own. You can't be mishabed something you don't own. He can be mishabed himself on property that he'll get later. He can be mishabed himself that he's not allowed to sell the property that he has. That's also part of personal liability. If Shibud deraisa, the personal liability includes not selling the property that he has. Oy bazoi, Lididei kansinon, librei loy kansinon, because that's only as an outgrowth of what's chal in the chosim. But lekuchos, the sale was not valid. That's the way the Nesivus will explain. He doesn't clearly say this like Abayal Gemara, but mitoich advar and simon lavetes and simon sabach. That seems to be the Nesivus's position vis-a-vis the ktois that we said. So again, the ktois clearly takes a surgical knife to divide personal liability from liability on the property, from a schus, guvaina, a shibud, a lien on the property. The Nesiva says that in the personal liability is included a din klapi the nechosim, not to sell the nechosim, a din that you have to give over the nechosim, personal liability to be meshubed on the nechosim. So well, like the Nesiva, our Gemara is a lot easier to understand. Truth to be told, that there's a step further. The Nesiva himself, in a few places, discusses a chiddush of the tumim, which again, the ktzoyis, with his rationale, is doicha b'shtei yodayim. What's the tumim's chiddush? The tumim's chiddush is to say that when a father dies, the fact that children are mechuyev to pay chayv esavim is not just a lien on the property, but that children are mechuyev personally, since they were yerush their father, they have personal liability, they step in their father's shoes. The same way, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't be yerush your father and not have personal liability for his chayvus. Means if you want to represent your father now, la'acha moisei, financially, the same way you yerush his bank account, you also have liability on his chayvus. The ktzayis is doing it, says no way. When a person borrows money, he has personal liability. The only way, lekuchos, children on mechuyv, is only because there was a chayv that was kal on the nechosim. The tumim says no. Tumim says there's limited personal liability. Insofar that you were yerush nechosim from your father, you have personal liability to use those nechosim to pay. It's not just because there's a choiv in the nechosim, there's a choiv agavra of the children. So if that's true, then again we can understand over here. Personal liability can include children. Over here, Chazal gave limited personal liability. Legabe lekuchos, that's something else. Why Chazal chose to make more personal liability as far as selling to the lekuchos and not legabi the children, that remains to be seen. Maybe because, like we said before, when a person sells, so the sale is a violation of the personal liability of the person who sold those lechosim. As I said, listen, you owe money. We said you're mechuyev, you're not allowed to sell. But mashiach, when a person dies, you're punishing him, he's dead. You're punishing the children. Look, I mean, the children, they didn't make personal liability a factor on something which wasn't a mazik deraisa. So that's two distinct hisyachsusin to the whole Indian of shibud aguf and shibud nechosim, b'mishna saksayis, b'mishna sanasivis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.